From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 18th. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial has concluded for the day and resumes Friday morning. A jury of 12 and one alternate have now been chosen. We started the day with seven seated jurors, but the judge excused two of them, one of whom was concerned that she could no longer be impartial after the news media revealed information about her identity. The judge scolded the press about that. A law enforcement official says New York police have detained more than 100 students and faculty at Columbia University and charged them with criminal trespass. Police had entered the campus at the request of the school's president to disperse a pro-Palestine protest. The demonstration started Wednesday, as Columbia's president testified before a House committee. She acknowledged the school needed to do more to, quote, confront anti-Semitism on campus, while balancing students' free speech rights. Minu Shafiq told lawmakers she would enforce rules about unauthorized protests, while students, professors, and other people set up tents and signs on the south lawn of the campus in Upper Manhattan. Many of them camped overnight. In an email to students obtained by CNN, Shafiq said she had authorized the NYPD to break up the protest out of an abundance of caution, saying the people who had set up the encampment had violated the rules. Mortgage rates are soaring as the housing affordability crisis deepens across the country. This week, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate averaged 7.10%, up from 6.39% a year ago. The rate is climbing because the Fed is unlikely to cut interest rates anytime soon, which means Americans probably won't get much of a break for now. Home sales plummeted last month, according to one industry group, a sign that potential buyers are confronting a tough housing market. The lack of inventory doesn't help either. A nonprofit consumer advocacy group says some fresh, frozen, and canned non-organic fruits and vegetables are contaminated with concerning levels of pesticides. According to Consumer Reports, some of the highest levels of pesticides were found in produce imported into the U.S. 65 of the 100 samples of the most contaminated produce were imported, with 52 of those samples originating in Mexico. The report says the majority of the highly contaminated imports were strawberries, typically the frozen variety. Because they grow low to the ground and are therefore more accessible to bugs, strawberries often top the list of foods contaminated with insecticides. Up next, we'll tell you where a volcano has erupted and how serious it is. Hey, welcome back. In Indonesia, authorities have ordered hundreds of people to evacuate after a volcano on a remote island in North Sulawesi erupted. The country's volcanology agency says Mount Ruang has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night, spewing fiery lava and ash plumes thousands of feet into the sky. Officials there are fearing a potential collapse of the volcano into the sea, which could trigger a tsunami just like it did in 1871. About 800 people live on Ruang Island, and they've all been temporarily relocated to a neighboring island. No casualties have been reported yet. You know that CNN 5 Things is a podcast and a newsletter. Now you can watch Kate Baldwin give you five more essential stories to start your day, weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Max.